Blog Talk Radio.
I can't think of no better way to begin the second half than with one of my favorite singers. That's none other than a group of ladies. Y'all may as well come on. I can't even get it out. That I've known all my life. The Clark Sisters. Come on, give it to them. We're just going to do one of our old songs. I don't know about you, but I just want the Lord endow me again. I don't know about you, but I just want him to pour it out on me, Jesus. The more of the Spirit.
Because the Bible says, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, ye shall receive power. And I'm asking him tonight, endow me. To go higher in your spirit
with the power.
To go through a little something. Watch me. You put that hand up there now. But I want all of y'all that don't mind going through the persecution in order to go to the next level in God. Just say, Lord, take me higher.
me say it.
Send your anointing. Send it on, send it on. Send your anointing.
Y'all like that?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning. 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 Glory this morning. Amen. Praise God. We give God the honor. We give God the glory this morning. Amen. Welcome, 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 everybody, to Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. With no other than one and only. Amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil, this morning. Amen. I welcome you this morning. Amen. Praise God. We just thank and praise God for all things great and small this morning. Amen. We have a little difficulty, but thank the Lord. Amen. Praise God that we're back on this morning. Amen. I just want to be blessed by God, and I know that you want to be blessed by God. Amen. Praise God. So we just thank, praise God for all things. Amen. So while I am yet in this moment, in this mood right now, let us pray. Amen. Let God have his way this morning. Amen. Now bless God for you and you. Amen. To come out this morning. Amen. Get up so early in the morning, sacrifices. Amen. Praise God. So I just thank and praise God. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your sovereignty this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, and as we come, yes, Holy Spirit, we just bless your holy name. Yes, God, we bless your name, Father God. Hallelujah. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart, God, and renew, God, a right spirit within us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask that you'll continue to wash us. Yes, Holy Spirit, wash us and cleanse us, God, throughout the day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for your power. Yes, God, your power being resurrected in our lives. minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, your anointing, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you for the anointing, God, even now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But God, I pray, Father God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, as I minister your word, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I ask the Holy Spirit to sit in me this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. And I'm asking, Father God, that you will open up the airways on today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, yes, God, we thank you for it right now, God. We come against every spirit, God, that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pull them down right now by the blood of Jesus, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask the Holy Ghost to have his way on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I give you glory. Now, God, I'm asking that you bless your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head, God, to the very soles of their feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, do what you do best, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Bless us, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Bless us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Let us command our day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that when we get up early in the morning, God, and we command our day to be blessed, God. We, but God, yes, Holy Spirit, we command our day, Lord God, that you will walk with us, talk with us, God, in the name of Jesus, and the leading and the guiding of the Holy Spirit on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we say thank you, we praise you, we glorify you, and we lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Amen, amen. On last week, amen, on Wednesday, I had to finish up. Remember I told you I had to finish up what God has given me. So what I did, amen, when we got kind of sold off this morning, praise God, I kind of like just going to put it in the scriptures in with my message, amen. So I'm coming from Exodus, the 14th chapter, and if you want to, you can go with me with that, praise God, but I'm going to be reading to you today and expounding on the word of the Lord, and I want God to have his way in our lives, because on today we was talking about the Exodus, amen, praise God, and we talked about, glory to God, Moses, and how they complained, and glory to God, God was bringing them out of Egypt, praise God, and but now I want to talk to us about the Exodus, amen, praise God, hallelujah. So your Bibles, if your Bibles are open, and praise God, turn to Exodus, the 14th chapter, and you can follow me, praise God, hallelujah, then let God have his way, amen, praise God. I pray that you're being blessed already this morning. God woke you up, you're in your right mind, you have to activate your limbs, amen, praise God, and hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. Exodus 14th chapter. And in this chapter, we find that children of Israel, as they have departed from Egypt, and now they are approaching the Red Sea. Come on, somebody. Meanwhile, Pharaoh began to regret that he had allowed all these slaves, laborers, glory to God, to leave. So he takes his army and his chariots and pursued them. And when the children of Israel realize that they are being pursued, they become terrified. They got upset with Moses, amen, and verse number 12, praise God, he got upset, and he said, is not this word the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Huh? Glory to God. Now, could you imagine, praise God, hallelujah, God right now has his hands in the midst of them, but the Egyptians don't see what God is doing. They complained, amen, praise God, it was better for us to be left where we was at. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God, glory to God. Have you ever felt, amen, praise God, hallelujah? Now, you're walking with God, you're talking with God, but see, God is blessing you, but you don't see the blessing of the Lord. All you see is chaos, because God is bringing you out of a place, amen, glory to God, where they felt felt like they was being, they felt like they was so much in poverty and all those things that they was going through, but in the reality, when God was bringing them out, praise God, hallelujah, they rather go back to where they was at. And I want to talk to us today, because when we see that the blessings of God, and God is trying to take us out of a place and bring us into a new place, do we want to go back to the old? Sometimes the mindset is still in prison. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, Moses told them in verse number 13 that God would save them. He told them in verse 14 that God would fight for them. But apparently between verses 14 and 15, Moses, who had been publicly assured, became privately afraid. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Evidently, he was crying to the Lord, so that God said in verse 15, "Wherefore crieth thou unto me?" He says, "Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward." My message today is move forward. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Forward march. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So here we find that even in the midst of being, you know, Moses was very strong. But sometimes even the strongest person gets afraid. And people look at him like, you're supposed to be strong. But you have never encountered what Moses encountered, or you may never encounter what they are going through. So praise God. How can we say that? Amen. We don't know what God is putting on the inside of them. Praise God. But see, God sometimes has to get us into a humbling place. Amen. Praise God, that he can bring us out. Amen. And we'll come out fortified. Amen. We'll come out that nobody can penetrate. Amen. What God is doing. Hallelujah. So I want to draw today's message, amen, God's instruction in 15. He said, go forward, go forward, go forward. And I want to teach this message, amen, from the title, March Forward, March Forward, March Forward. Come on, somebody. Forward march is one of those commands that might be given to a formation of soldier or military. And a lot of us been around military people, amen, praise God, and we see how they march, and they're in formation, they're on one accord, amen, praise God. And see, that's how God wants us to be, the people of God. Even in today, even in the church, amen, wherever you may be, are often likened to an army, amen, as the army of the living God. We are in, amen, the army of the living God. So God say forward march. We also need to do what God told the children of Israel to do. Amen. Glory to God in Exodus 14. That is go forward, go forward, go forward. Sometimes we're too busy looking backwards that we don't get to go forward. We reaching back when God delivers us from folks, amen, praise God. We go back and get them, amen, thinking that they was the bomb, praise God. They the one made me happy, praise God. But God is trying to do something. So what you do, you put your hands in what God is trying to do. He's trying to move you forward to some new people, some new things, but we're trying to reach back to the old stuff, amen, praise God, that God delivered us from, praise God, hallelujah. How are you going to go forward, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But what God wants to do today, he wants to shift our mindsets, come on somebody, to a place, a new place, an exodus, amen, praise God. This is a new place that God is trying to take you, amen, praise God. But sometimes we even get stuck. I'm trying to tell my child, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. Sometimes we get stuck, amen, praise God. Sometimes it may seem like we're being pursued as the children of Israel was. Sometimes it may seem like we're not making any progress. Come on, somebody. Like we're not getting anywhere. Have you ever felt stuck? Amen. Praise God. I'm not making no progress. God has brought me from the Egyptians, but now he's moved me out into something, but it seems like I'm not making progress. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. As we read, amen, the unit of soldiers that were, it was a dusty march across, amen, praise God, hallelujah. But see, sometimes, amen, God put us in that place, even when it seems like we're not making any progress, amen. The Lord's command is march forward. Come on, get, come on, let's get this morning, praise God. Stop reaching back to the old. Come on, my God, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but we got to get where God wants us. We want the people that we party with, we laugh with, amen, praise God, but God is trying to cleanse us. He's trying to maneuver you into a new place, a new mindset, but the mindset is sometimes jacked up, praise God. We think it's better in Egypt than it's better than going to our promised land, but in the promised land, God has great things. It's a land of milk and honey, praise God. It's a fertile land, but we still kicking up dust. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Oh, glory, hallelujah. My God, I give you glory. They had a problem with the wilderness around them. The Bible says in Exodus 14:3, for Pharaoh will say to the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land. The wilderness has shut them in. My God, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. The word entangled. Entangled, they are entangled in the land, uses a word found in two places in the Bible, and that was in Esther 3:15 and Joel 1:18. Here it probably means to confuse or to agitate. So the variety of interpretations are possible, finding themselves in difficult country, wandering to and fro in the countryside, wandering around, amen, in a land of confusion, wandering aimlessly in a land, simply wandering around. Praise God, hallelujah. Have you felt like you're just wandering? Praise God. Pharaoh would say to the Israelites, they have lost their way. They are wandering about in confusion. The desert has shut them in as in a prison upon which the door is shut. See, he thought, amen, praise God. See, God has a way of maneuvering and shifting us into a place, amen, that the enemy thinks that you're stuck. But in reality, you're not stuck. You're just in a holding place, amen. You feel shut in, but God is moving. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Somebody shout right there, God is moving. The wilderness has shut them in and may express him in by the wilderness, or the wilderness has blocked their access. Come on, somebody. Wilderness may be understood as a desert. It may be necessary in some language to say something like the wilderness prevents them from going to the east. Now, the Bible says that they would be Pharaoh's conclusions, amen, but it was also the conclusion of the people as they said in verse number 11. They said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? That was a question, but listen. Notice the land here. You notice that God basically told them to go to the very place where they would be shut in. Now, God sent them into a place where they was shut in. Amen. Praise God. God knew, amen, hallelujah, what would happen. But see, God has to get the glory out of your life. And sometimes we get in the midst of what God is doing. So we got to get our mindset shifted. Amen. Praise God. Because you are going somewhere in God. But we sit back and we contemplate, how can I go back to deal with the people, amen, that I used to deal with? How can I, praise God, I go back, amen, praise God, and do what I do, praise God, hallelujah, and thinking nobody knows. But God says, I shine a light upon my people, amen, and my word is going to go forth. And when my word goes forth, amen, praise God, it's going to come. accomplished that what I set it out to do. If I got to drag you through the wilderness, praise God. Glory to God, glory to God. See, God has to get the glory out of your life. My God, I give you glory. If he had to pull us through, amen, praise God, he's going to get the glory, amen, because God will not be put ashamed, amen, praise God. Whatever he has to do, praise God, he's going to do it to get you to that place, amen. It's a difference of being called and being chosen. When you are chosen by God, amen, praise God, God has an anchor upon you where he'll draw you back like the fisherman, praise God. But see, it's a difference in being called, amen, praise God. Hallelujah. God allowed you to go back, but being chosen by God, God putting his hands upon you, praise God, glory to God, to bring forth his glory out of your life. Boy, my Shonda, you're going to get pulled through, amen, praise God. Somebody shout right there, praise God. God got a blessing with my name on it. God is pulling me through this thing, amen. I might feel like I'm shedding, but God has a plan. Somebody say, God has a plan. God has a plan. God has a plan. You notice that God basically told them to go to the very place where they would be shut in. The Bible says in Exodus 14, 1 and 2, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they may turn and encamp before Pahorah, between Melgar and the sea, over against Baal Zephon, before it shall ye camp by the sea. But here in Exodus 14 and 9, but the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea, besides Pahorah, before Baal Zephon. They were at the very southern point of the wilderness of Egypt. My God, I give you glory. See, God knows what he's doing. God sent them that way. We feel like sometimes like we're stuck or trapped in the wilderness, like we can't go forward. Not only was there a problem in the wilderness around them, but come on, somebody. The Bible says in Exodus 14, 5 and 9, it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled, and the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let the Israel go from serving us? Why have we done this? And they made ready his chariot and took his people with him. And he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captain over every one of them. And the Lord hardened, listen to me, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. And he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea, by Pahorah and Baal Zephon. Egypt is consistently reminding us that the scriptures of the flesh life and the carnal life, come on somebody, and the former life of bondage. As the Egyptians pursued the children of Israel here, we take note, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God. We see the slavery in Egypt. We see them serving, amen, praise God. They have been owned by the enemy. they had been owned by Egypt. Now, meanwhile, back, let's take a look. You can go back to the royal court of Egypt, and the discussion is going on. Basically, Pharaoh is looking at his trusted officers, and he is saying, what have we done? We have just let 600,000 able bodies, truly cheap labor, people leave the country. We must have been out of our minds. What are we doing, amen, about this? And that's what the enemy says, amen, about our lives. My God, I give you glory. Why have I let them go? If I let them go, they're going to go, praise God. They're going to get other people to build up the kingdom of God. They're going to get other people, amen. Their mindset is going to change. But what the enemy wants to do, he wants to shift your mind, praise God, and work for him. But see, God says, amen, glory to God, glory to God. There's a way that I'm going to take you, praise God, hallelujah. Either you're going to want life, or you're going to want death. Now, let me just say this, praise God, hallelujah. God has a plan for your life, praise God, hallelujah. While the enemy's is pursuing you, you have to move forward, praise God. You cannot look back at those things, amen, praise God, that you thought that was good back then. Glory to God, glory to God. Somebody shout, God has a plan for my life. God has a plan for you, praise God. God is going to bring you through, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. We see 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captain over every one. According to most authentic accounts, we have war chariots. They were frequently drawn by two or by four and carry three persons. One of the chariot's owners, praise God, whose business it was to guide the horses, but he seldom fought, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Even though he was driving, he was still fighting, amen, praise God, glory to God. The second chief defender of the chariot owner, praise God. The third one alone probably was the combat one, praise God. It appeared that, amen, in the case of Pharaoh had collected all the cavalry of Egypt in verses 17 of Exodus, amen, praise God. He gathered all the enemy, amen, to go after them. And though these might have not have been very numerous yet, amen, humanly speaking, but listen, they might easily overcome, amen, and unarmed, amen, praise God, and come get the Israelites. But who could not be supposed to be able to make the resistance against the cavalry and the war chariots? They was not able. They thought that, praise God, that they was not able. But when God is fighting for you, praise God, hallelujah, there's nothing nobody can do, praise God, hallelujah. I don't care how many they send behind you. I don't care how many witches and warlocks come after you. I don't care, praise God, but God will fight for you, praise God. Even though we have escaped the slavery of bondage, amen, of the former life by the power of God, our Redeemer, praise God. There are times when Paul said in Galatians 6:1, a man's way may be overtaken in a fall, but I pull you out of that today, praise God, hallelujah, because why? God has something great, amen, for you, and that's why the enemy fights you so hard, amen, praise God, not to cross over, but I'm here today to tell you, praise God, march on, you're going to cross over. They had a problem with the worry within them. The Bible says in Exodus 14:10, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were so afraid. Come on, somebody. And they, the children of Israel, cried out to the Lord. Come on, somebody say, cried out to the Lord. We see the indication of the multitude worrying. They was worrying. They were terrified. They were so afraid. They was crying out to God to help them. They were crying out saying, God, save us. Amen. Praise God, we have here the fright that the children of Israel were in when they perceived that Pharaoh pursued them. They knew very well the stretch and the rage of the enemy. They was there. They was there. Come on, somebody. They knew the strength and the rage of the enemy. Praise God. And here, in their own weakness, they knew their weakness. numbers indeed they were, praise God, but all on foot, unarmed, amen. They see an army behind them, praise God, but they are unarmed, praise God, undisciplined, depleted, amen, praise God, disquieted by the long of the way, praise God, hallelujah, which was worst of all, hallelujah. Now they pinned up in a situation of their camp, so they could not make the escape. But let me tell you, praise God, God got a way of escape, amen, praise God, that we may be able to bear it. There's always a way of escape. God always gives us a way of escape. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The children of Israel crying out unto the Lord had their prayers been accomplished by faith, we should not have found them in the next verse complaining against Moses, or rather against the Lord through those goodness. Amen. They were now brought from under that bondage from which they had been, and they cried out for deliverance. Amen. Praise God. We also have an indication of Moses worrying. Again, apparently between 14 and 15, Moses, amen, who had been publicly assured, became privately afraid. Remember, I told you that eventually he was crying to the Lord. So God said in verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they may go forward. It says here, amen, wherefore criest thou to me? Think about that, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God. It is evident Moses, while boldly encouraging the people, himself needed some support and some consolation, amen, praise God. And that's how it is, amen, praise God, hallelujah. You might be a built-up person, praise God, and you might be strong, praise God, hallelujah, but sometimes, amen, you need to be reassured of some things, amen, glory to God. It's not that you're weak, but you need to be reassured, because you got to understand sometimes a trial that you go through, praise God, you might feel, amen, praise God, I never went through nothing like this before, but it, with God, you will come through it, amen, praise God. That's the same way, glory to God, Moses, God, he had to feel that way, praise God, hallelujah, because why? Yes, he was strong. Yes, he led many people out, amen, of the wilderness, praise God, and he was doing the job that he was called to do, praise God, hallelujah, but see, God says, amen, glory to God, as we think about the Lord's command to go forward in the light of this chapter, we only notice the problem they had, but listen, but Father, notice the prompting they heard, amen, praise God, in Exodus 14 and 13, the Bible says, and Moses, in 13, he says, and Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen, my God, I give you glory, today you shall see them no more. Ah, and I love that, praise God, hallelujah. He says, fear not, glory to God, the enemy that you see today, you will see no more. God is a God, amen, praise God, that he will bring you through some stuff, amen, praise God. So the enemy that you see on yesterday, you will see no more. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus. There will be no witch, no warlock, amen, praise God, no one that come up against you, praise God, because God has your back. Somebody shout, God has my back. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. Sometimes we get so fearful. He told them, he said, fear ye not. See, he had to muster up some faith, amen, praise God, knowing what God has already done. The Bible says, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Glory to God, which he, God, will show you today. The Egyptians whom you see today, you will see no more, praise God. Your enemy that you see today, you will see no more. Fear ye not. Fear ye not. They have been slaves for 430 years. The only thing they have known in their experiences was Pharaoh's intentions and Pharaoh's plan. No wonder they consume. They are consumed with what the world is doing. And come on, somebody. What in the world is he doing to do to us now? That's all they can think. Hallelujah. Shift your mindset. What the enemy going to do? Don't worry about it. These people had the mindset of a slave. They had forgotten how to hope. They saw a dark cloud, come on somebody, beyond every silver lining. They were confirmed, come on. It isn't glorious that in verse number 13 and 14, Moses had nothing but a word of encouragement. And if the words in which he directs them to do nothing. I demand, he says, that you stand there and do nothing. Now, think about this. You've been a slave for 430 years. You've been serving the worst of the worst, who was abusing you. He struck you, the life out of you. He has used your labor for his purpose. And now God, who has set you free, he redeemed you, and he's more sovereign than Pharaoh would ever be. Now here, the command for you today, Israel, people of God, all of us, we must do absolutely nothing. He said, I'm going to take care of this. Now, I want you to look at what Moses says first. He says, do not be afraid. Do not fear. How often does God visit us? Come on, somebody. And the first word out of his mouth are, do not fear. We sometimes, in our own mindset, get fearful. Fear God, and you have nothing else to fear, right? God was going to show them today that he was the only thing worth fearing in the world. Sometimes, praise God, we look at everything and we fear that, but we got to look at God, and God is moving by his mighty power. There's a movie, amen, that I don't know if y'all seen this, amen, the 12 years of a slave, amen. These people and their ancestors had been slaves for 430 years, but God told them not to be afraid of their former master. Come on, somebody. Don't be afraid of where you're coming from. Don't be afraid of where you're going. Don't be afraid, amen, to march on. Don't be afraid, amen. There's a confidence found in Moses' statement, stand still and see. Somebody say, stand still and see. Come on, my God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. Stand still and see. God has something for you. The Bible says, and Moses said unto the people, fear not, and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. And the Egyptian whom you have seen today, you shall see no more forever. Praise God. Stand still and do not stir from the place where you are. Do not offer to run away or to make, amen, your escape by flight. Amen. Praise God. Don't move. Amen. Praise God. Listen, God tell you to move. But God is telling us today, amen, praise God, don't get stuck where you're at with the slavery mindset. Amen. Praise God. And which indeed seems impossible. Come on, somebody say it seems impossible. But God, all things are possible. Amen. Keep your place and your station. Amen. And put yourself in such a situation as to wait and to observe the issues before you. Praise God, hallelujah, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. Somebody say, he's showing me, praise God, hallelujah, which is the expense of great faith. Moses, in the midst of extremely, amen, who firmly believed that God would save them from the numerous enraged army, and that very quickly, even that day, at least within the glory to God, I could imagine, praise God, 24 hours, amen, praise God, with the compass of a day, praise God, hallelujah, that salvation was wrought for them, amen, their eyes beheld it, amen, praise God. It may be called the salvation of the Lord, for it was his own hand that only affected it. God was the only one that could bring them out, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Where you're at right now, you will not be the same place, amen. God is moving in your life, praise God. But what he's trying to get us out of that state slave mentality. Our mindset sometimes is so jacked up. We always complain. We always saying the same thing. I'm never going to get out of this place. I'm going to stay the same way. God ain't moving. Glory to God. But I want you to talk faith today. Glory to God. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The one that you see today, you will see no more. My God, I give you glory. Moses spoke to them about the Almighty fighting. God will fight for you. Somebody shout, God will fight for you. God will fight for you. He's going to do it for you. Amen. Praise God. Let me go to a song. Amen. I'll be right back, y'all. Don't go nowhere. Glory to God. Glory to God.
You are.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Receive our worship, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's nothing like worship. It takes you into a whole nother place. Amen. Glory to God. It leads you, amen, into a prophetic place. Amen. Where God really speaks to you. Amen. Because all you can do, amen. I know I love praising God, but I also love worshiping more than I love praising. I can't speak for you, you and you. Amen. Praise God. But it's something about getting into the spirit of worship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where things are locked up, God will open up. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Where it seems to be no way. Amen. God will make a way. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Moses spoke to them about advancing forward. Come on, somebody. In Exodus 14, 15, and 16, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they may go forward." Somebody say, go forward, go forward, go forward. But lift thou up thy rod. He said, lift up the rod, come on, and stretch out thy hand over the sea. He was talking to Moses, and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. My God, I give you glory. Now, God, if God can do that for Moses, he said, use what you got in your hand. Stretch it forward. Allow the sea to open. Don't you know God will give you instructions how to cross over a thing, how to get out of something, amen, how he going to make a way for you where it seems to be no way, how he will make, glory to God, the water roll back for you that you may walk on dry ground, amen, glory to God. But remember, the enemy that you seen on yesterday, you will see no more. Glory to God, glory to God. God instructions probably produce a hesitation, but God, come on, somebody say, but God, amen, praise God. It's hard to imagine, amen, hallelujah, what must have been just in Moses' heart at that time, amen, praise God, as he heard the divine word to go forward. There's a divine word for you, there's a divine word for me. Come on, somebody, I want you to talk to yourself this morning. There's a divine word that God has for you, amen, praise God. He will let you know when to move forward, when to go forward, amen. He, oh, glory to God, he might have thought to himself, but God, there is nowhere to go. I'm shut in this place. Glory to God, glory to God. It don't seem like I'm going to get out of this place, God, but God has a way of doing things. He took them to a place, amen, praise God, that they didn't even understand, amen. They got locked in, but God took them that way. And see, that's how God has to do it sometime for us, praise God, because glory to God, if it be too easy, we'll think that we did it, amen. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, and we will give God no glory. So God sometimes had to take us into a place, amen. We'll be totally dependent on him to bring us out of a place, amen. I'm talking to somebody today, praise God, hallelujah. It's hard to imagine, praise God, glory to God, glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Moses outwardly was silent, amen, but God heard how he felt inwardly, how his cry was, amen. The confidence, therefore, which displayed to the people was founded on fervent inward struggle of the spirit. Sometimes, praise God, we got inward struggles, amen, praise God, and God wants to deliver you today of the inward fear, amen, that's in your life, the inward struggle that's in your life, amen. You're battling every day. God wants to bring you out of that mindset. You got to nurture yourself in the word of the Lord. You got to turn the TV off, amen, and say, God, I'm not going to move until you bless my mind. God, I won't move, praise God, hallelujah, till you bless me. You got to get like Jacob, wrestle with the angel all night long, amen, praise God. God, I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. While Therefore, God's word is no reproof. Amen. He didn't want to, glory to God, make him feel bad. There is something of a contrast. Amen. Praise God, to speak unto the children of Israel. That is, let there be. Come on. God has the last say so. No further continuous in your spiritual struggle. God wants you to go forward into your Red Sea. Praise God. You got the you struggling spiritually. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because you know what God said, but sometimes God has to go this way because man will get the glory, but God will deliver you from the enemy, the fear that's on the inside. But God, did you say God divided the Red Sea? Did you say that? Praise God. Yes, God divided the Red Sea. God's instructions plainly proves a hope, but God, it seemed hopeless, but God had a man, praise God, and God had a plan whereby they might be saved and delivered. Come on, somebody. The plan was to take a piece of wood and lift it up. Praise God. God will give you something. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God to bring forth his plan. The plan was to have a man stretch out his hand. The plan was to deliver the people and to go forward under the banner and of the peace of the wood and outstretched hand of a man, and thus it is possibly would be eliminated, hopeless and the death. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Will be removed. Amen. Out of the way. God knew what he was doing, and all the children of Israel shall go on dry land through the midst of the sea. As we think about the Lord's command, go forward in the light of the chapter, we now only notice a problem he had. Amen. Praise God. And the prompting they heard, but somebody say, but God has a plan. They couldn't have gone forward if God had not provided for them these helpful things that God will do in your life. God will provide. Somebody say, God will provide. In the darkness, God will provide light to see. And the angel of God went before the camp of Israel, removed, and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their faces and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud of darkness to them. It was a cloud of darkness to them. But God gave Israel light. Let there be light in your life. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Glory to God. God is moving by his Holy Spirit. He wants you to know, I'm taking you out of a dark place and I'm sending you into the marvelous light. I'm going to open up the Red Sea for you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Where man cannot see what I'm doing, but at the end, when your back is up against the wall and you cannot do anything but trust me, that's when I'm going to move. I'm going to open up the Red Sea for you, you, and you. I decree it over you today that God will bring you out of everything that you're in. Don't look at it in a bad way. God has a plan. If his things held up, God has a plan. Glory to God to bring it forward at the timing of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you see no way, God will make a way for you. He will open up the Red Sea for you. Glory to God. He will divide the waters for you to walk on dry ground. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you ever been in a place, amen, that you don't know which way to go? But God has a plan for you, you, and you. Praise God. He's getting ready to show forth his glory. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. He's getting ready to move by his mighty power in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is going to give light to a dark place in your life. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. Come on, somebody shout. I give God the glory. I give God the glory. Because if God did it for Moses, he is no respecter person. He'll do it for you. So, Father, we just thank you today. We thank you that you are blessing us today. We thank you that you have opened up the Red Sea for us, God, that we may walk on dry ground, God, no matter what's going on in the world today, God. God, you have a plan for us, God. So, Father, we thank you right now, Father God, for the reading of your word, God, today. We thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy, God, that covers us daily, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that the angels of the Lord walk with us, God, and talk with us, God. We thank you for the ministering angels today, God. We thank you for the guiding of the Holy Ghost, God, today, Lord God. Walk with us, God, today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bless thy people, God, all around the world, God. And God, bless the ones that's here today, Father God, under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you said, what's too hard for you? Nothing's too hard for you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said you sent your word, God, and it healeth thee, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for the healing word, God, today, Father God, that will heal us, God, and help us, God, to shift our mindset, God, into the things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we don't want to go back to Egypt, God, but we want to get to the promised land, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that the roads get rough sometimes, Father God, in the Doshaya. But God, we're going to keep on going, Father God, in the name of Jesus. No matter what it looks like, God, you have a plan for our life. And you said, you know the plans that you have for us is good and not of evil, God. Plans to bring us into the expected end, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you right now, God, that you're moving by your mighty power, God. We thank you, God, for breathing on us again a fresh new anointing, God, that we were able, God, to trample over things, God. Hey, Yato, that we are able, God, to leap over walls, God, in the Doshaya, things that's been before us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you glory, God. We give you glory. We give you glory, God. We give you glory. We thank you for your word today, God, that we believe and we trust in you, God, that we will walk on dry ground. We will get to the promised land, God, that you are blessing us in abundance, God, that you have a plan for us, God. We thank you for it, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, bless all our families, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless each and every one, Father God, in the name of Jesus. But, God, today I pray, God, today, Father God, any soul ties that we're attached to that we should not be attached to, God, that would hinder, God, our movement in the Holy Ghost, God, I pray that you would sever it, God, today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Break the ties, God, God, a very unhealthy relationship, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And I call forth the anointing to break the yokes, God, that we carry day to day, God, knowing that, glory to God, that you're going to move for us, God, in the name of Jesus. Break some yokes today, God. Yokes of unbelief, God, in the name of Jesus. Yokes of fear, God, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Move by your mighty power. And God, we say thank you, God, today. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen. Praise God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Don't forget Friday night fire at 7 p.m. Praise God. Hallelujah. I pray that you was blessed today. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray, amen, that you will keep it hidden in your heart, that you will not sin against him. Keep the word in your heart. Don't let the enemy steal it from this hour. Praise God. God will get you to where he wants you to be, but you got to let go of the old people. Some of them don't want you to go where God wants you to go. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you got to break the soul ties today. Break the slave mindset today. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you, God. Thank you for what you're going to do in this day, God. May you all be blessed. I have a song for you. God bless you all. Love you. Okay, my song.
God, I'm begging, please, again, I need you. Lord, I need you. Walking down these desert roads, water for my thirsty soul, I need you. Yes, God, I need you. Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips. Like the sound of the
your grace. God, I need